The execution-style killing of three innocent Muslims has shaken the Muslim American community. Though there is an effort to keep the narrative limited to that of a lone wolf carrying out a criminal act because of a parking space dispute, many aren't falling into that trap. With three innocent lives lost, families demanding justice, and a growing social media movement adding pressure, in this edition of The Debate, we'll ask, will the Chapel Hill shootings be a turning point in how America deals with Islamophobia?
The college town of Chapel Hill in North Carolina has been rocked by the triple homicide of young Muslim students who were shot in the head by a neighbor on Tuesday. 46-year-old Craig Stephen Hicks surrendered to police after killing Dia Barakat, his wife Yusor Abu Salha, and her sister Razan in their home. Police have said they will examine all motives, but their initial move was to launch a homicide investigation, saying a parking dispute led to the deaths. The family of the victims has rejected the parking row statement by officials, saying it was a hate-motivated crime and had to do with Islamophobia. Hicks is said to be an atheist, with a record of posting anti-religious statements, quotes and cartoons on social media. Based on the assailant's history, the Council on American-Islamic Relations has called on authorities to quickly address speculations of a possible biased motive. It's urged the federal and law enforcement authorities to investigate the recent slayings and the rising anti-Muslim rhetoric in the American society.
It's more than a hate crime. It's premeditated murder. This is not a something that's done that hasn't been thought out, hadn't been planned. This is an ongoing process, and it's justified in the media by portraying Muslims as the constant villain in world affairs.
Nearly 7 million Muslims reside in the U.S. Some Muslim leaders have said the recent Chapel Hill shooting is a reflection of wider Islamophobia and anti-Muslim hostility in the U.S., warning it could spread fear among Muslim Americans. Latest reports suggest that anti-Muslim crimes are five times more common in the U.S. nowadays than they were prior to the 9/11 attacks in 2001. Back in 2007, more than half of all American Muslims said it was more difficult to be a Muslim residing in the U.S. after the 9/11 attacks.
The problem is the climate of Islamophobia. The climate is movies. The climate is textbooks. The climate is television programs, news reports, and how they're adjusted and shaped and formed to portray Muslims in a certain way. That this is perception management gone awry. This is image management gone awry.
The execution-style killings of the three students have sparked uproar worldwide, particularly from the Muslim world. Many people have accused Western media of often being biased in covering stories related to Muslims. They say the story hardly received any attention on U.S. national media, as the victims were Muslims and the assailant an American. They've predicted that prosecutors will likely label Hicks as mentally ill. What if the same crime were carried out by a Muslim, it would be immediately considered a terrorist act. Many analysts believe authorities should be quick to adopt precautionary measures and bring hate crime perpetrators to justice before the situation spirals out of control across the multicultural nation.
Let's now introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. We're joined by Dr. Kevin Barrett, who is joining us live now from Madison, and he is the founding member of the Muslim Jewish Christian Alliance. And we're also joined by Ms. Maxine Dover, who is a New York-based reporter, and she is joining us live now from New York. Thank you to both of you for joining us for this edition of The Debate. Ms. Dover, I'd like to start with you, if I may. It has been a few days now since the execution of these three Muslims took place. How do you feel about the aftermath and the reaction, or lack of the media and the government?
First of all, I'm heartbroken about the deaths. These were lovely young American people who happened to be Muslim. And for those people's lives to be lost and for what they could do to better the world, as each of them was on the path to, is a deep, deep loss for all of us. With regard to the approach of the media, my understanding from reading and from asking some people who know the situation is that this man is a hater, and this man's hate was limited to no one, except perhaps to very few groups. He stated his support of certain social marriage activities, but basically said, anyone else who isn't like me, I hate. He hated Christians, he hated Jews, he hated Muslims, he hated all who had any kind of religion, including Buddhists, including Hindus, including anyone who related to a theist, an Abrahamic theist, or any other theist power. So this is a very, very hating person.
Right. Dr. Barrett, then I want to get your opinion on pretty much the same question to you. What is your reaction, firstly, to these killings? And secondly, how do you feel about the aftermath and the reactions or the lack of?
Well, it's just horrific to see something like this. You know, there have been all kinds of horrific hate crimes against Muslims especially since 9/11. And this is yet another example. These young people seem to be very, very open to the world, very had big plans to make big changes, as we heard. But I would like to say something about what the guest seems to be trying to imply, that this is really not about Islamophobia, but it's just somebody who hated everybody, especially Abrahamic monotheists. Well, yeah, this guy was a radical atheist. So why aren't we calling this radical atheist terrorism? You know, here in the United States, the media, and I believe that my debate opponent here is a member of the mainstream media, has just incessantly equated Islam with violence over the past decade and a half. And the same acts committed by anyone who's not Muslim are simply seen as aberrations, as she's trying to suggest that this act should be seen. Whereas if a Muslim perpetrates something similar, it's always terrorism linked to Islam. And this is absolutely unacceptable, and it's completely unreal. This is a mass Islamophobic hallucination that's been created by the very media that Maxime is part of. Statistically, the FBI tells us that only 6% of terrorist attacks in the United States are carried out by extremist Muslims, whereas 7% are carried out by extremist Jews. Extremist Hispanics and leftists carry out far more than either Jews or Muslims. And yet in the media, all we hear about is Islamic terrorism all the time. And what makes this even more outrageous is that there is no statistically significant terror threat in the United States. You're more than 10 times more likely to be hit by lightning or to drown in your own bathtub than to be killed by a terrorist. So there's no terrorist threat whatsoever. There is no reason why the media should even be reporting on terrorism in the United States as if it were an actual threat, much less trying to blame Muslims who commit a tiny, tiny fraction of what tiny amount of terrorism even exists. So I'm sorry to say it, but Maxime, you're part of an industry that is whipping up anti-Muslim genocide by focusing so relentlessly on a non-threat, by inventing a hateful hallucination against Muslims, claiming that there is some sort of issue with Islamic terrorism that does not even exist. And you and your co-workers in the mainstream American media share the guilt for this murder.
Okay, let's give a chance to Ms. Dover to respond to that. A lot was said there by Dr. Barrett. Ms. Dover, I wanted you to go ahead and respond to that, but I wanted to add this on, if you allow me. You know, the likes of Chris Rock, no less, the comedian, has spoken about the double standards recently, especially after the Chapel Hill shootings, through his social media pages. And he's spoken about how even President Obama, after Charlie Hebdo attack, immediately labeled it a terrorist attack. But when asked about the Chapel Hill shootings, the White House spokesman said the White House has no opinion on this, it doesn't have anything to release vis-a-vis press release or whatever, has no opinion. So isn't that kind of odd that three innocent Muslims, and as you said, a tragic loss for the United States, were to be killed in execution style, and yet no reaction even from the White House?
I have to agree with you, and I don't think that the doctor and I are in much of a debate. I think that we both agree that there is a pointed action here, and I will not limit it to Islam and Islamophobia, but this was a man who, this specific man, would kill anyone who got in his way. especially where there was any indication of religion. My guess is that if the priest would park there, or if someone wearing notably Jewish garb would have parked there, or whether it was these young Muslim people who were wearing Muslim garb, each of them would have struck his anger. That doesn't take away from the fact of the need to eliminate, certainly speak against, phobia against any religion. The White House has been criticized not only this round because of its lack of statement that this was an incident that needs to be weighed and measured against the real possibility of Islamophobia. But in this case, I really think that we are looking at a man who was religious phobia. I use the term Abrahamic. Any faith would have caused his anger. The White House was in a similar point of criticism when it refused to note the anti-Semitism that was involved in the murders in Paris. Most of these seven people, or certainly six of them, were all young people with their futures ahead of them. The fact that they were able to be noted or called by one label or another is a terrible thing of the level of hate that is involved and that is available to those who hate. Anti-Semitism and Islamophobia, as was said in the genocide and anti-Semitism conference very recently at the UN, in fact by the Saudi ambassador to the UN, who spoke of the need to combat both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. And we, as responsible journalists, certainly need to make that statement and the statements of other well-oriented, positively oriented people a part of what is known in the media so that people are aware of the dangers and of the horrors that hate engenders.
Of course, Mr. Over, here at Press TV, we try to, of course, bring that to everyone's attention, that all forms of hate is something that we do stand against. And Dr. Barrett, I wanted to get you back in here, and I